Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. What the fuck is up, everyone? This your boy, Max, 646-478-0944. That's the number to call if you just want to talk or if you want to listen, you know what I'm saying? If you're talking to us, press 1. Tonight, we're going to be on some shit. You know what I mean? It's a whole bunch of shit going on in our city right now. Broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I mean? The main topic of the show tonight is the meaning of words. You know what I'm saying? We hear and we say a lot of shit every day. And we really don't even know what the fuck that shit means. But guess what? We going to help y'all figure out how to get your mind right. First thing we going to do is get some motherfucking music jumping off right quick and get everything together. And we'll be back for a minute or Hood Talk Radio.
Behind.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yep. It was fun to do that song, man, I swear. Even though I did it in a computer. You know what I'm saying? It was just a little bit digital sounding to me. But y'all know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. I want to send a shout out to everybody that's out there on Facebook, everybody on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So we trying to get everything popping. Now, I've been studying some shit, man, you know what I'm saying, lately. And everybody is really, like, tripping on me, you know what I'm saying, because I'm seeing some shit happening. All right, let's take this thing out here in Charleston, South Carolina for a minute. Okay, yes, it is a tragedy that, you know, those 9 people lost their lives. The main person that lost their life, they keep focusing on that old lady. They keep focusing on the fact that the little white dude is the one that shot all of these people, or how he came to the church and he sat there through some of the services and everything, and then he jumped up, according to the reports, and started shouting out how I'm here to kill black people. Well, he killed the black people, but he killed one person, namely the preacher, Pastor P, I believe his name is. Well, this man was the first African American elected into office, all right? Now, when you get to the Senate, a lot of people don't understand how the senators and shit get appointed. All right, the governor really gets in and does most of the appointment. Now, don't y'all forget, we vote, which is our opinion on who we believe is the better candidate. Now, y'all understand that? Look up the definition of the word vote. We did a show on this shit about a year ago. You got some good ratings, too. But when you don't vote, you don't cast your opinion. So if the majority's opinion correlates with the Electoral College, then the person that's supposed to be elected will be elected. But that elected individual appoints his staff. You know what I'm saying? Just like at summer camp. You know, just figure out who the counselors are and you'll know who the appointments were handed out to. What's going on with my sound system here? But dude was a lawmaker. That's what they want to, you know, keep saying. Because the significance in that word, lawmaker, you know, part of the Senate, not just, you know, somebody that's, you know, in the government, but he was part of the team that not only controlled the laws, but they created them. So I'm just going to assume that this man, because he was, you know, considered, you know, so-called black, was doing his job. The powers that be decided that this man had to go. He was doing some shit that was making life easy, making life good out there in South Carolina, man. And you can't do that when you start fucking with these white folks' money. They'll get rid of your ass, you know what I'm saying? So y'all, for real, got to study up on some shit called terminology. Now, what I'm talking to you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just talking, we chopping it up and shit. We understand each other. Phone is going out. And we're going to get to, I'm going to take a break right quick. I'll be right back. Listen to R2AD. Activate your mind. Let's talk right here.
1997. Year for R2AD to come out and spread the message throughout the world. You see, it's all about activating your mind and being the best that you can be. Doing those things that you need to do to succeed in life and staying away from all the madness, drugs, and destruction. 8 years ago, I decided to do something positive with my life. So I dedicated my life to saying no to drugs and destruction. Then I formed an anti-drug rap group called R2AD, the Messengers of Hope. And we would just like to share with you reality. Drop it.
All right, that was R2AD, Cleveland Zone. Activate your mind, man. That's the best information that I can give you, man. Tonight's topic is the meaning of words. We got to be careful of what we say, because most of the words that we use, especially when we're not careful on how we use them, they got more than one meaning. That's why sometimes people don't understand what you're saying. I'm trying to speak plainly. All right? We're going to go to the phone lines. All right, for everybody that want to talk, press the 1. If you're just listening, don't do nothing, but we here for you. First call up, 216-471. Cleveland, what's good?
Crack? I already know what it is, man. It's East Side today, B Saturday.
Man, what's up, Ghosty?
What's good, man?
You all right,
man? I'm like forward. Yeah, I'm Ghosty. I'm living.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, we got that new event coming up in July. You feel me? We about to get the city ready for that, man. I got Hustle Hard Radio doing that event with me, so you know, it's going. Oh man, I got this hot ass DJ named Emax, man. I don't know if the city ready for that nigga.
I don't think they're ready yet either. But
man,
guess what?
Know,
they ain't gonna have no choice in a minute.
Man, I dig it.
Nigga all over the place.
Man, I'm telling you, with this event right here about to be the, you know, because, you know, the album did numbers. Niggas ain't even ready for that one. Like, the album did numbers, so I'm about to smack them with a mixtape. They already thought I was done with that ass. I'm about to tap some ass with this one. You know what I'm saying? So
that's good. That's what's good. So what you got on your agenda?
Man, school, smart, education. School and my kids. The music gonna come, man. You feel me? A real nigga, man. He gonna focus on what he's supposed to focus on before he put that other shit before it. You know what I'm saying?
And you understand. Well, look here, man. I got one more caller I'm gonna acknowledge. And we're gonna check them and see what's good. And you just hold tight, fam, all right?
I'm listening.
That's what's up. All right, we got 216-971. What's good, Cleveland?
What's up, man?
What's happening? Who this is?
Can I hear a request?
What you got?
Can I hear that Rich Homie Quan in Eastside?
Rich Homie Quan in Eastside. I don't think I got that one yet, man. You might have to hit us up on Friday night for Hood Tunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? We get new music every day.
Oh, okay.
But I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, you walk.
You got something on your mind you want to spit?
No, not right now. Not probably in a minute. Not right now.
Okay. Well, this is Hood Talk Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? We play music from the city. You know, I'm pretty sure as soon as Eastside slide me some of that new shit, we'll be able to play that motherfucker on demand. Eastside,
right.
Why are you slipping, man?
Man, I ain't slipping, man. What you mean? Why you gotta say that, man? You know you got that track for you, man. You could have played
what
the request
track
for
which
you.
Which one,
man,
is it?
That walkthrough, he, man. That Rich Homie.
He said Rich Homie Quan. And Eastside.
Oh. Yeah, that's that walkthrough, bro. Oh, you mean?
Are you talking about?
He was supposed to switch it around and say Eastside featuring Rich Homie, huh?
Oh,
okay. No, because the song I got with you was August Alsina. I Wanna Be Rich.
Oh, he ain't ready for that one yet either. He ain't even hip to that one, man. He be thinking I'm bullshit when I say I'm saying he ain't even hip to that one, man. He fucking up the rotation. You feel me? He one of my OG blood niggas. You feel me?
Let me
see. He thought I was bullshit when I thought we'd be doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, let me scroll through my database right quick, because I got a few by my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna let you see what we talking about, man. You feel me? This for you, Bleed.
That's
the nigga for calling in.
Yep, straight up. But
my
check,
called in.
Get out. Straight info.
Hello?
While I'm scrolling for this. Yes, sir. We still here. But while we scrolling through this one right here, man, I just want to let everybody know. All right, now we started out just talking about some words. I'm about to put some shit on y'all niggas, man. Y'all may understand, y'all may know about it, but you might not. I'm finna put some shit on y'all, man. Y'all gotta pay attention to this because it's true. Now,
man,
if you look,
you can't do that to everybody.
Huh?
I said, you know, you can't do it to everybody. Niggas don't listen, man. Niggas close.
Yeah, I know, man. But if I ain't putting it out there, I ain't doing my job. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's why we do this. We chop it up on, you know what I'm saying, on some real shit. You know what I mean? I want to let a lot of my brothers be going to court and shit, and these motherfuckers don't know. I didn't know. We convicted ourselves, you know what I'm saying, by having these motherfucking lawyers or public pretenders and shit supposed to be representing us in our cases, when the truth of the matter is they ain't doing nothing but giving you advice on opinions, man. Let me give y'all niggas something. When y'all go to court and all of this shit, do not let that motherfucker file for a motion of discovery. Because a motion of discovery is the tricky name for we getting ready to give the prosecution
guilty
all of the shit they need to convict your ass.
Guilty
as
charged,
guilty. I was guilty in the motherfucker. 5 times I went in that motherfucking courtroom and that judge said, state under oath your name. Oath, that's a contract. A lot of motherfuckers don't understand that shit. See, that's why back in the days, niggas used to do handshake deals. Because taking an oath, then somebody is obliged and the responsibility falls on whoever initiated the oath. So basically, if you affirm that you are just representing this straw man, all right, y'all niggas, about y'all on TV and all of that shit, all y'all gotta do is type in some of these key words that I'm putting on you. Straw man. That's a real motherfucking legal term. Alright? Person, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what person is? Guarantee you don't know what a person is. But on everything, love, man, this shit is for real. This shit just be coming out. It's a reason why these motherfuckers just feel like they could just shoot us and kill us and shit. And get these motherfuckers charged with this and that other shit, man. But hey, what's being charged with a crime if you ain't convicted? And it's got something to do with motherfucking law. All right? So y'all motherfuckers better get ready. Because tonight we're going to get into this shit called words. You know what I'm saying? And when that shit comes down, that motherfucker's going to be like, damn, what the fuck can I say? All right? But, I need some motherfucking, I don't have Rich Homie Kwan, nigga. What the hell is you doing?
What happened to the walkthrough, man?
Wait a minute. I got Wanna Be Rich. Of course, you know about Red Bottoms and all of that.
Oh, man.
I don't
have
all
that, man.
You know, send me the walkthrough.
Yes.
I'm going to have to look for that and upload it.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
No, we
I'm
got you.
My nigga still on his phone, man. I ain't been hearing him, man. He's still on his phone.
Hmm?
He's still on the phone or he hung up?
No, he gone. He said he had some things to do.
That nigga said he had some things to do. Shit, I feel like what you were saying about court, though, man, because, nigga, shit, a nigga, man, listen, the nigga done got himself caught up in a couple of them joints, man. My dumb ass caught on at the last minute, though.
Yeah. And see, we all did, man, because the thing is, they not going to tell you that they defrauding your motherfucking ass from the jump by making you take a motherfucking oath. They not telling you by taking this oath you are signing a contract. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know that just getting an identification card off or trying to get our motherfucking driver's license, man, that we give up rights. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Being able to drive is a right. But once you get your license and all of that shit, nigga, it becomes a privilege. You know what I mean? It's a difference between a right and a privilege. Privilege is something that I allow you to have as long as you follow my rules.
Hell yeah.
You know? A lot of niggas don't understand the difference between a right and a privilege. We have certain rights that was given to us by God, like not to be slaves. You know what I'm saying? But the right to work, nigga, you don't have no right to work. You don't got, they got laws out here that will tell you, you do not have the right to work. It is a privilege, nigga, to be able to support your family and yourself. It's a privilege, man. You know, all of that shit falls under constitutional law. See, we got to get hip to why these motherfuckers is doing what they're doing to us.
Damn, I was been started I tried to tell old girl she ain't want to listen. I guess she in her mold or something. I don't know who she is. I mean, I don't know. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just making sure you're still alive.
Nigga, you know you're on the air with all that shit.
What? Now, I'm east side. I don't care about the air. Tell Blog Talk, I said, kiss my left nut.
Oh, you did, motherfucker. Just
my bad.
Shit. You on the air. Talking about she got your girl on her shit. Nigga.
You said what? Oh no! I was trying to tell old girl that the bus stop was over here. You know what I'm saying?
Man, she's you know what, nigga? The sun going down. Now this hood talk radio, nigga. This is what it's all about. Okay, these bitches is getting, you know, the aliens are snatching these motherfuckers up. You know what I mean?
She acting like she lost her best friend. I don't know.
She ain't know if he was human or not.
You got somebody else on the line or something?
Hey, but for real. Yeah, your homie on the line, man.
Oh, damn. I ain't even know. I'm sitting over here talking about people at the bus stop and shit.
But I'm telling you, though, man, look. You know how motherfuckers, like, say, let me give you something, y'all. Y'all niggas, hold on, E. I'm about to black. I want you all to hear this clearly, man. There is a law called a tort, O-R-T. All right, check this shit out. I'm going to give you what a tort case is all about. Say you stay at a bus stop, and a nigga come up and bust you in the face with a sock full of rocks, and you know who this nigga is. He done bust you in the face with this sock of rocks, nigga, and took off running. You like, damn, that's my nigga eat. You can go to the police station, file a police report after you leave the hospital. All right? And then you can bring criminal case against this motherfucker and a civil case. But you must do it under the tort law because they did what? They did harm to your person. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker kick your door in and shoot you and take off running and you identify that motherfucker. Wait a minute, we having some issues with this motherfucking the network. I guess I'm talking a little bit too real for him. But you can sue a nigga, man. They don't tell you that shit. That's a bully law. Somebody want to bully on you, and they whipped your motherfucking ass, sue them motherfuckers, man. You'll win. You sue them under the tort law. T-O-R-T. Remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas at the gas station getting some gas, and the nigga assault you. You can identify that motherfucker. Sue that motherfucker. It's like child support, nigga. Suing. Motherfucker provoke you to fighting and he black your eye. Sue that motherfucker. You ain't got a shooting. See, what fucks up is, man, what fucks it up is, if you shoot a nigga and he die, he ain't gonna know what he did.
But
if you sue that motherfucker and you take some money out of his motherfucking pocket, he gonna remember. Damn, I'm already getting sued by one motherfucker I punched in the eye. Let me not punch no more niggas in the eye, else I ain't gonna have no money. Money make the world go round. Take a nigga money, and he a legal. Now, I mean,
what happened? I'm chilling. I'm
bowling
off,
man. And this motherfucking microphone act like it don't want to. Well, I know what it is. Because when I talk about boobies and stupidies, I don't have no motherfucking issues. Barney is purple. And Smokey the Bear is brown. Perfect. But when
shit,
I say that these motherfuckers is arguing over whether or not, you know what, and that's what I gotta follow up on. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my daddily thing today, you know what I'm saying? I had my boo-boos here, we was all chilling,
daddily,
watching
daddily,
ridiculousness
daddily.
And shit.
That shit's stupid.
The children.
That damn show stupid.
I said the show, bro. Yeah. Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all something, too. Another thing, man. Do not call your children kids. Don't call your children kids no more, man. All right? You know what a kid is?
Blog talk.
That's right. A fucking baby goat. It's a baby goat, my nigga. So, call them children.
Nigga, they want to hear some East Side.
Yeah, well,
man.
I don't got nothing to do with that right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
They want some.
So I'm gonna tell you what. How about if I play
they want
Red
some
Bottoms?
And East Side.
What if
shit,
I play
I
Red
no,
Bottoms?
I ain't got no big booty bitch in front of me, so I'm gonna be mad you playing that.
Alright, man, this is the hottest shit in the city right now.
No, life. Should I just settle forever?
Always forever, baby.
Ooh, I swear it feels like
that's so.
This is as good as it
right.
gets.
Stop.
Am I wrong for wanting settle? Oh no, they come.
We almost there, baby.
Get out of here. I want to be rich.
I love you, baby.
So much that I want.
I'm all for you, mommy. I don't.
heart getting colder. Thinking like forget it, no, instead I know boulders. Rumble in the jungle, yeah, I feast for this paper. Calculating moves, my problems, I face them. A man on his ten toes, looking for the light falling slow through a black hole with no one to look to. No one tests you, light black soft glass. A hard head makes us soft, so I grind hard, give my paper up. Living the picture perfect life is not really enough. Ready to die at any moment, not giving a I see my daughter head, I'm just still breathing. See my nigga, so why am I having hard feelings? R.I.P. Damu with shoe is still head, but in my mind I'm still living with no fear. We made it. Stop it till I'm gone. Shout out all this, baby. What up, homie? I'm head.
And you gotta be.
And I ain't going nowhere.
I'm gonna be with you. Oh.
A-side. That nigga, August. Alcina.
I wanna be rich.
Oh, what?
That's the shit.
Man, listen. I'm mad at this. This punk ass bus stop, man. Punk ass bus, man.
Well, that, you been at that motherfucker for a minute, nigga.
Yeah,
you sure
man,
you got the schedule right?
$5, man. That's one of my $5. They can't pay the young motherfucking guy.
Nigga, you don't know who owned that shit? RTA,
this
nigga.
Hey, man. Now, this is Talk Radio. I can talk all the shit I want to.
I said, nigga, you know who
I tell Obama to chew his ass in these late-ass buses.
Yeah, we do pay for them bitches, don't we?
Stoking it, though. Gone. Hey, and
yeah,
this fucking mosquito was whooping my ass, nigga. I'm just jumped by the mosquitoes and shit. What the fuck?
Nigga, it's hot.
They crip walking on my ass and shit, nigga.
Well, you know what that's from, man. That's because the ground is fucking saturated. All this damn rain. It's going to rain again tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, let me tell y'all motherfuckers, man. What's going on with you, dog?
I don't know. I'm talking, man. I'm cussing this nigga out. This nigga said some more weird ass shit.
Told you, man. The sun going down and shit. The aliens coming out.
I'm in the pack of noodles right now, man.
Say what?
Nigga, that's me. South Phoenix ain't no damn weekend. Who the hell is a weekend?
Some niggas think it is the weekend. Shit, once you make it past Wednesday, man, the rest of the week is all right.
Nigga, motherfucker. That was the hot
one.
E-Max, man, I'm about to talk about this nigga. My bleed just texted. He thought that was a nigga named The Weeknd. Nigga, he ain't know that was August. He said he ain't know that was August I was seeing. I'm like, nigga, do I look like I know a nigga named The Weeknd? Who the fuck is The Weeknd? Nigga, I'm thinking the nigga talking about let's party on the weekend. This nigga talking about I thought that was the weekend. Nigga, it ain't Friday yet. What the?
Yeah.
I don't know who. Hey, I don't know what this nigga be listening. This nigga be listening. Right. We gonna. Nah, I do this. Man, I make moves. I'm chilling at the bus stop.
Little crap, baby, dude.
But shit, man. Oh, yeah. E-Max, man, he said he about to fuck with the radio. He about to start fucking with the radio. He wasn't hip to it.
Okay. Well, shit, man, you know what it is, man. This is just how it goes.
Man, you gotta come on Friday, bro. We be going crazy shit. We be acting like black people, that's all.
Well, shit.
Going crazy shit.
Where y'all at?
The bus stop, nigga. I'm on 105 and motherfucking, what's this, Quincy. That's where I'm on 105 and Quincy, waiting on the motherfucking 10.
You in the hood.
Nigga, how?
You in the part of the hood at that
nigga.
Counter. Man, look, RGA
right,
got all
dude,
that money.
I'm right down the street from the motherfucking jail. Lock me up. Throw away the key. God damn it. No, don't lock me up.
You right on that motherfucking bridge, nigga. They ain't got no lights over there. It ain't shit over there but the train tracks and the car wash. In the bus stop.
Y'all talk radio next week and request Eastside. I'm talking to the lady at the bus stop. I'm telling her to call the radio station. Request Eastside. What's on August LC, Future Eastside?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling her to request it. She looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, nigga, you ain't got no song with August LC, nigga. You on a bus just like me, nigga. I ain't trying to hear that shit. I don't even like music. No, I'm just like, she can't say all that though.
You don't let your wifey hear you
talking
to nobody.
I don't care. don't tell nobody that.
Yeah, that's why you laugh, motherfucker. Because you care.
I wish I had some E-Max cards so I can pass it out to motherfuckers and telling them to call some motherfucking radio station.
I gotta get some more, man. I'm going to get some more before July the 4th, though, which is going down, man. I'm actually going to put my order in tonight.
Nigga, I get my food stamps on the 3rd, nigga. I'm going. Nigga, I'm at the party eating me a Dave's deli sandwich, nigga. Big-ass deli sandwich with some motherfucking, with a Pepsi, nigga. Now what? With some chips.
On the 4th?
At the park, nigga, by myself, nigga. What?
Man.
Big-ass deli sandwich. I don't care. The dumbass deli sandwich. It's going to have extra mayonnaise, extra cheese, nigga, extra bologna, nigga.
Well, you better make two of them bitches and tell me where park you at.
Nigga,
three
I'm going to be walking through that bitch. I'm about to do some don't be a minute shit. I'm going to walk through the park and be like, what up, auntie? Shit, auntie.
Yeah,
I know you miss me, auntie. She's going to be like, who?
Well, look,
like, y'all. I'm Lil Durl. I'm Lil Durl. I'm T. Jones, Lil Durl. Oh, Lil Durl, you got big. Yeah, I got real big, auntie. I'm hungry, though. Auntie, I need a plate, auntie. I got you. Go fix you a plate. Boy, you know what I'm saying? I wish Cleveland was like that. You know Cleveland ain't
hey,
like
check
that.
Check
this out. Huh?
I'm getting ready to play this song.
Play that shit again, yeah. Yo. I'm listening.
Right,
I'm
listen.
At the bus stop listening to music, nigga. Let's go, nigga.
Talk radio.
Black men, the time is now. 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 Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this. Ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Red, black, and green, more than a color scheme. Let's break it down. Know what I mean? Red's for the blood that came from my people. Green's for the riches stole from my people. Black is the color. Race of my people. Red, black, and green are bus color people. When you see the bus, come talk to us. Black men, men in black, black men you can trust. Red, black, and green bus, the booming system, plays Malcolm and Martin, so you can listen. Black men stop by, grab an application. We have a chapter now in Las Vegas. Black men stand straight, stand tall and proud. Ain't no ostrich, get your head out the ground. Black men, I'ma make it easy. You hear my voice, join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Woodland, HBD, East 55th, East 93rd, 10-5, Euclid, Kinsman, St. Clair, Superior, King Kennedy, Longwood, Lorraine, Detroit, Clark, West 130th, Madison. Know what I mean? It's a movement for self-improvement. The black man is finally doing it. It's time to link up hood to hood before cops turn our land to rosewood. Come line, I won't say it twice. Ask the family of Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, Tim, Melissa. But hold up, black man's army is up to bat without holding it back. Dominant gene, the trait is black. Rodney O once said, ain't no stopping me. Stopping up the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. I enlisted in the black man's army. Ain't no stopping this, ain't no stopping me. Come join the black man's army. Omar Ali Bey was the people's mayor. We bringing back the true school flavor. Message promoters just like Don King. Ignorance, apathy, knocked out the ring. From OPN to Black on Black Crime Inc. We work with those who want black men to think. As Special Ed said, huh, think about it. It's by design, we're in this predicament. Fred Hampton, Nat Turner of rap. Lyrical, Geronimo Pratt. Farrakhan, Shaka Zulu, and Huey P. Stokely Carmichael, the black man's army. Beachwood, Garfield, Warrensville, The Heights, Shaker, EC, Cleveland, Lee Road, Quincy, Clark. Varsity Music, Kilroy.
Yep, yep. That was the Black Man's Army. Sheriff Kilroy right here on Hood Talk Radio, Cleveland Zone. 646-478-0944. We here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30. And we try to bring y'all at least some of the latest information, man. You know what I'm saying? As it relates to us in the hood. You know, tonight we're talking about the meaning of words and shit. You know what I mean? Use shit every day. And we really don't even understand what they mean, but you know what I'm saying, if I could have, at least encourage you, you know what I'm saying, to use your phone to look up some shit. I know I myself, you know, all my life when I hear shit that I don't know the meaning of it, I look it up just to get a better understanding of what these politicians are saying to us. You know, and if you know anything about politics, the shit that you hear is really a coded message for those that understand what I'm saying. You know, basically not me, but the person that's, you know, catching the attention of a whole lot of people. If y'all got a DirecTV, man, I ain't working with none of that shit, but Space Jam will be coming on, so you gotta find it. I ain't giving you all that information. But some of the words that we use in the English language are German, Latin, any form of Latin, Spanish, anything like that. So you really want to understand where the words come from, and by understand, I mean comprehend, not submit to what it is. By the way, if you're in court, and even when you're dealing in anything criminal or legal, anything like that, when they hit you with that Do you understand? You know, I suggest you say no. Because by understand, I understand. That means, you know, unless you know you give it to my brother. Yeah, I understand the charges that are being brought against me. That means, you know, I accept the responsibility. You know, because truthfully in life, the person that's doing the shit is not you. It is your straw man, which is the person that's on paper. They don't know you. You see, we be forgetting about that shit when we be standing in front of them folks. You know what I mean? Because they know you don't understand what the fuck they're saying to you. Do they give a fuck? No. If they did, you wouldn't be standing there, first of all. Look up online sometimes, man, about Economics 101. If you're having problems or issues managing the money that you do have, you know what I'm saying? I always suggest that you go about it a legal way. How about taking some time out and sitting down? Go to the dollar store and buy you a notebook, man. And sit down and figure out, this is how much money I make every day. And if you just take your paychecks on average, if you've been working at your job for a while, take your paychecks on average, and you have to take some time every fucking day to sit down and let's talk about what you spent. You know what I mean? Even if you buy some weed, man, you don't write down in your damn notebook, I bought some weed today. You know, call it miscellaneous or, you know, a travel expense or, you know, relaxation, you know, massage or something like that. You know what I mean? But you must calculate your expenditures first, meaning how much money you spent out. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to how much money you're bringing in. And as long as you're bringing in more money than you spending out, then you'll be able to eat. You'll be able to live, you know, at least where you are. So, what I suggest is that you take a little bit of time out each day. I don't give a fuck if you sit down and blow you one, have you a beer, whatever, you know, sit back while you do your daily books. But you got to do the motherfuckers, man, or you ain't going to ever have no money. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why it always takes for you to file bankruptcy and this and that and the other to get yourself out of debt. Okay, you in debt. You got yourself in debt by not managing the money that you make. You know what I'm saying? If you make $1,000 a month and shit, then all your expenses should not be more than $1,000. I don't give a fuck what kind of hustle you got, motherfucker. That shit ain't guaranteed. According to the law of this land and society that we living in and law economics in a world that we unfortunately are enslaved to, then that guaranteed money is better than any damn thing. You know what I mean? So you punch a clock, that might be your choice, or you might start your own business. You are an entrepreneur. Even still, you got to take time out of each day and take care of your necessities, man. Because you gotta be ready for the rain, or, you know, this and that other. Some of your shit pops up in the beginning or at the end of the month. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit. You got to take in consideration when you're doing your managing your books. One month, put yourself in a position. 1 month. Let's say you get 4 paychecks per month, meaning you get paid every week. For 1 month, let's start at the beginning of July the 1st. Okay, you pay your rent and all of that shit. You know, you figure you go ahead and get your rent and your phone bill out the way, get your lights and your insurance and all them other contracts you signed out the way. First of the month. The rest of them paychecks for the rest of the month, don't touch them. Yeah, you might need some gas in the car, some, you know, some, you can smash on a little bit, but don't be going to the club, don't buy no tennis shoes, no shirt. No new hat, no new fit, none of that shit. the bare necessity, and let's see where you at after that. I guarantee you're going to say, damn, that shit. And it's going to put yourself into a better position to be able to say, look here. This is what it is. This is what it's going to be. Okay? Then you start a trend. You know what I'm saying? I know the shit because I did it before. You know, and actually, I'm on the verge of doing it again. That's why I said, hey, let's start at the beginning of the month. For you, it's easier because now what you can do is look at your expenses and you can plan on when you have to pay those and not worry about the money not being there. You know what I'm saying? So instead of taking all your money at the bank, leave it there. It's just a number on a fucking computer screen anyway. But if you decide you want to go and pull your whole bank account out besides about $20 or $30, then just be ready for the windfall when it comes. You know what I'm saying? If you got to pay your rent on the first of the month, man, that's all you got with extra some gas and food money, so the fuck what? Let tomorrow worry about itself. Ain't that what that Bible say that you read? All right, then. Live by that shit. If you gonna quote that shit, motherfucker, live by it. You know what I'm saying? So, what you do, don't blow no money. You know, so I know you got to have your beer and all of that other shit, your miles and your shells, you know, you look Friday, you know what I'm saying? But some of that shit, man, you got to cut back because you got to set a goal for yourself. If you make enough money that you can pay your bills and save the rest of your checks for the whole month, 1 month, you can probably start off August with a stack in your pocket. And the money to pay your rent and whatever bills you got that come on the first. All right? So that means by the 15th, you should have about $1,200, $1,300. That's if you begin your trek. Excuse me. Stack you a stack in a month. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. All you got to do is put your mind to it. You go to the store, you say, nah, I don't need that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need that. But when that motherfucker, you check your account, that motherfucker say 200, you put 150 in your savings. And then when that motherfucker say 200 again, put another 150 in your savings. You know what I'm saying? It's always down to the bare necessities. Those motherfuckers who stack their money up first was able to go out and buy what they want and still have a whole lot of chips. And then stack some more money for something else. But at this point, you just want to start your little savings up. You want to get a little stress off your head. All it's going to take you is 1 month. I guarantee you can do it if you put your mind to it. It's easy. It might seem like it's a hard thing to do, but what you got to do is gather up and muster up all that courage that you always spitting out your motherfucking mouth and say, this is what I'm going to do for myself. I mean, I understand that you got to get you some loud every now and then. But, oh, man, if you had a stack in your pocket at the end of the month, at least $500. If you had half of a stack by the end of the month just by doing this method, and I'm telling y'all, motherfuckers, I'm giving you this shit for free. This is information. This is not advice. I do not give advice. Advice is an opinion. Something that may or may not work. Something that may or may not come to fruition. I mean, it might not be true. That is what a person who gives you advice is giving you. Their opinion. May it be professional or otherwise, it is still an opinion of that person. But what you would rather have is information. Information is something that you can follow and find a resource, and it just might work for you because if it's there for you to see, then it's considered information. All right? So you can use that shit, man. This is information that I'm giving you to change your motherfucking life in 30 days. Because not only will it help you to change your life in 30 days, it will help you to change a financial status. It will also help you to change your views on what you do with your loot. Everybody like to have a few dollars in their pocket. Everybody. But you got to set that shit up. You know what I mean? Leave that motherfucking money in the bank so when it's time to pay your bills, you'll have something left. Leave that shit there. All y'all motherfuckers be talking about hustling, man. Let the hustle take care of your everyday necessities. You need some gas every day for hustling, cutting grass, and this and that and the other and shit. Let that shit pay for itself. Because if you paying for your motherfucking hustle, then you're doing something wrong. So let's start, first of all, fuck the hustle. Let's go with the guaranteed money and put some money up every motherfucking week. If that means you don't go to the bar Monday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, if you had to cut that shit down to like maybe Wednesday night and then do it again Saturday night, hey, just imagine how much money you're going to save in those 2 days. It all depends on how much money you spend at the bar, how much money you spend kicking it. You get your hair trimmed up every week for like $30. How about getting it trimmed up every other week? It's hot outside. Why the fuck you got a hat on? You know what I'm saying? Go get you some motherfucking liners and shit. And that other week that you ain't getting your hair cut, nigga, just take that little liner and line your shit up. Trim your own mustache and shit. Try to groom yourself and stop paying a motherfucker to groom you. You know what I mean? All of that shit can go in your pocket. All that shit can stay in your motherfucking pocket. You know what I'm saying? Take your own motherfucking garbage out. Stop paying somebody to take your garbage out. Cut your own motherfucking grass. And I ain't trying to fuck up the economy out there. I'm just saying. Get up your ass. Some shit you can do for your motherfucking self to save a dollar, man. That shit works. Save some gas. Right. Truth of the matter is, we all here for a reason, man. And we got to do it intelligently. So if you don't try to figure out what the fuck you here for, if you just here, you in trouble, man. I hate to tell you that, but that's the motherfucking truth. All right. Now, it don't really make sense, man, that what we going through out here in this city is some bullshit. But it all breaks down to us not knowing the motherfucking law. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out what that law is, man, because other than that, we gone. We dead. You know, I remember going through my little shit when I was running the streets and shit. I at least had some idea that if I was going to get caught, what the fuck I was going to jail for. I ain't just, you know, doing shit just to be doing it, trying to buy me some motherfucking tennis shoes and shit. I had a motherfucking plan. Though it didn't work out like I planned, it, you know, it was still started off as a plan. So even in business, man, whatever the business is, man, you got to start off with a plan. You can't just jump in that shit just because. You're going to have to learn corporate law. You're going to have to learn a little bit about international law. And since everybody got smartphones, let's be smart about it. You know what I mean? Let's talk about what this word means, what that word means. What does this line mean? You know what I mean? A lot of shit, y'all, we take for granted. Because we assume that we know more than motherfuckers. How about being a ward of state is the same thing as acknowledging that you like a child and you need to be led and informed of some things, told how to react or how to plead and all of this and all of that shit. You know what I mean? No. If you committed a motherfucking crime and the motherfuckers told your ass you was guilty of some shit and you knew they had you red-handed, just be ready. Don't walk into that motherfucker ignorant about the shit that they gonna tell you. A lawyer does not have to represent you. The lawyer, especially a court-appointed lawyer, does not have the right to tell you anything that will help you win your case or not be convicted. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a job. This is what a court-appointed attorney is for. Okay, here's something that nobody knew except the people that know. Here they're considered an attorney. If they happen to appear in court with you, then they become counsel or counselors. But overseas, especially in the British English speaking countries, they are considered solicitors. And a motherfucker that show up to court with you gonna be wearing a black robe or a black gown with one of them little frilly white wigs, and he is considered a barrister. B-A-R-R-I-S-T-E-R. If you don't believe me, look that shit up. It's already etched in stone, man. So these are some of the things that we have to pay attention to when we watch this shit. Just like all over the country, they got this shit going on about the shooting in the black church. All right? We had touched on it earlier. But the truth of the matter is, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, here's an advisory. Another word in use of the word advice or advised. Okay, an advisory can be anything from a weather warning to anything like that. This is like a prediction. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about, the meaning of words. An advisory. Advice is just an opinion. Information. Okay, that can help you. Advice cannot. This is what you should do. If I were you, I would do this. That is advice. Let me tell you something. I would leave that motherfucker alone. That's advice. Information. Look at this video that I caught of your spouse and they little friend or whatever you want to call it. That's information. It can help you. But just somebody telling you what you should do or what they would do in your position, that is only advice, man. And if you pay attention to the shit that they're telling you on TV about these law firms, they tell you that we can give you the best legal advice, free consultation, because all they're giving you is advice, selling a service in which you are going to sign a contract. Now, in a court of law, when you get up there, the first thing they do, first state your name to the court, and then you say your name and shit, and you say, then they say to you, do you swear, and blah, 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 they tell them all to be true, nothing. And you tell the motherfuckers, no, I affirm that what I am going to say is going to be true, but I do not swear. You know what I'm saying? I do not take an oath. I will give you my affirmation that what I say is true and precise to the point, to the best of my knowledge. So you got to be careful, man. We all slip up. We all go thinking that we know some shit. And you know, the shit that we know ain't shit. So you got to read now. I always say thank God for the internet, but it's changed so much, man, because all the information that used to be out there, you got to search for it. I say it all the time now. It's not the question that you ask. It's did you ask the right question? It's not your search. Did you search for the right topic? Did you use the right keywords in your search? Or did you just, you know, type some shit in that you thought made sense? And what you saw last year and what you saw year before last on the internet, man, you're going to have to search for that shit. And if you got it in the playlist, I bet if you ain't watched it in a while, it may not be there. That's just how they're doing it now. You got to remember, man, all of this shit is controlled by people that are very, very wealthy, very powerful people. You know, they got people that will do anything for them because they are wealthy. And they know this. That everyone that's around them is doing everything they're doing just to keep their hand in that pocket. That's just the way it goes. It's like that in the hood. And not just the black hood, like the white hood, the yellow hood, the green hood, the suburb, extra suburbia, all of that shit. So you gotta keep your motherfucking mind and your eyeballs open. Now, this pastor was supposed to be buried today, but while his body lay in his state, he had actually been, what's the word I'm looking for, confined to be laid in state in a rotunda out there in South Carolina. Okay. Now, we're going to try to get a little bit of the sources on this one because I ain't had a chance to follow up. Now, I watched Rachel Maddow's show last night, and she was talking about, she brought up some good points about the flag. Now, the flag is the issue down there now. All of these politicians, you know, in different states around the country jumping on this drop the Confederate flag shit. Motherfuckers in Illinois, they ain't going to put the Confederate flag on their license plate no more. There's so much shit jumping off around the shooting that's throwing everybody off on the real reason why all of this shit is happening. It was a black man elected to a Republican. And they didn't want him to keep doing what he was doing. Period, point blank. That's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to believe me. You don't have to follow what I'm saying. And this is my disclaimer, that these are my own views and opinions. They do not reflect anything that Blog Talk Radio has in mind. So if you want to, you know what I'm saying, say something, just send me an email to emaxradio1. Excuse me, it's not even a one. emaxradio@gmail.com. So all you got to do, send me an email out there. Let me know how you feel it. I'm going to get to a song right quick, man. I'll be right back.
Can lead you by me. I won't hold. open line. We have opened up a second bottle of wine. Tenderly we touch each other. We lean over and kiss each other.
There ain't nothing keeping us apart right now.
Yeah, we gotta get to know each other before we get to make it love. We gotta be, yeah, ready.
Yes, sir. That's your boy, Emac Image, man. Time's up. You know? So, just to get back to, you know what I'm saying, what we was talking about, we got to be careful about what we say when we hear. Just open your eyes a little bit, you know what I'm saying? When I use my Facebook page, man, it's really just to, you know, bring a little bit of awareness to some shit that's going on. And normally, it's about the times. Now, personally, no, I don't think everything that's going on in our lifetime right now is a biblical thing. That's one of the ways that they continue to trick us. Because they told us, first of all, that it was a biblical thing. It was prophecy. All right? Now, even the Bible will tell you that all scripture is made for breaking it up, breaking it down, and trying to figure out what. Now, some of us just would rather listen to somebody else tell you what the truth is than to actually engraft the shit and think about it. Because that's what it talks about. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty too. You know what I'm saying? Just reading the Bible and not reading it to understand what it's saying. It's just like doing a crossword puzzle. You're not going to get how or what pattern you're going to use to find what letters to form a word before you circle them. Just like the jumbo and the Sudoku and everything else that you figure out in your head, and, you know, all of these complex numbers and this and that and the other. We do so many complicated things all day long. But when it comes to, like the Bible says, getting that understanding, we skip over shit that we don't understand. We just read it. When I say skip over it, that means we just read it. We go in places blindly, thinking that we know every goddamn thing and we don't know shit. And they keep telling us that we don't know shit. All you got to do is go to the courts and see how many motherfuckers are standing in there for these traffic violations. You know, it goes back to what I read. Goes back to what I said. I learned that shit. Albeit a little bit too late for me. But I'm telling you so that it just might save you a little bit of heartache and a little bit of money in your pocket. So y'all pay attention to the media a little bit. You got to, what you ain't gonna know. What the fuck is going on? You ain't gonna know who to vote for. You ain't gonna know how to decide what's real and what's not. You know what I'm saying? We gotta figure out some shit that's going on. Now, I wanna bring up this point to everybody. I did post it on my Facebook page, but check this shit out, man. When they arrested this white dude, and, you know, I apologize to the cool white people out there, but unfortunately, just like us black folks that y'all motherfuckers hate so much, some of us are trapped. When I say trapped, I mean we don't have a choice, because whether we got money or not, y'all motherfuckers call us niggas. Y'all don't like us. All right? And I don't give a fuck how many laws is passed and this and that and the other. Being a bigot was not one of those motherfucking laws. So people can think, feel, see, say whatever they want. This is what the law says. Now, I mean, nothing you can do about it. Now, we keep getting caught up in this bullshit because we don't know the difference between civil laws and civil rights, which they have another moniker for, but they don't acknowledge it. It's actually called human rights. We keep fighting for civil rights when we need to fight for human rights because we are human beings. Now, they got three or four different law dictionaries out there with their own definitions of what a human right is. And before you start to understand what a human right is, you got to understand what a motherfucking human is or person. Now, I'm not giving you the definition. I did my studying on those, and I have my opinion on what's real and what's not. But all I'm going to say is that they have Ballantine's legal or law dictionary. And they also have, you know, from the first to like the 10th edition, a lot of the 6th and the 5th and the 4th, the first edition, all of those came from like the 17, 1800s early. And then, you know, they revised it afterwards. But it's basically because of the people that was printing the page, the dialect of the world and the people. And believe it or not, some information floating out there that says Black's Law Dictionary basically only references legal matters in the United States. You have to check that out for yourself. It's all out there, man. You know, I'm just putting a bug in your head. You take it where you want to go. You know what I mean? I am strictly a steward of information, y'all. Man out here in the city, you know what I'm saying? I used to be bored with the shit because I thought I was just reading and studying useless information. But it seemed, you know, as I got older that this information started to become relevant. So, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, this is just me. I talk like I talk. But I try to speak when it's time to speak. And I try to do it so that we can all understand, you know, and I ain't trying to be nobody but who I am. And I'm just letting everybody know that it is a reason why there are so many dictionaries out there. It is a reason why you never hear anything about a library having any problems. Information is what you want. You do not want to rely on advice. All right? Learn what a right is. Learn what court means. And there is a difference between civil law and the law of the sea. All right? That's why they call the Pope the, you know, he's over, you know, the sea, because actually it's the law of the banking laws, the law of money. So, you know, cash flow, this, that, that. So y'all just, you know, look up on what is a person. You know, check that out. And it might surprise you what the definition is. If you can find the definition of human being, it would definitely surprise you to find out what the legal definition of a human being is. All right, we're gonna go to the phone lines. 216-804. What's up, Al?
Man, enjoy my birthday today. But I'm putting it out there for
happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And for those who want to come hang out, the birthday party is this Friday, from Friday, June 26th. 7 to 9 p.m. That's 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Cleveland State University's main classroom building, 1899 main classroom building, which is the address is 2121 Euclid Avenue, large room 136. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 844-1115. Feel free to come through. I think Hood Tunes Radio will be in the house. I'll definitely be in the house for Man in the Streets, Blog Talk, all that kind of stuff. And that's all.
And that's what's up. Bless you.
So just
hey, man, looking
and everybody
forward to that out
there. Thank you so much, brother. Look forward to at least being able to kick it. And for those who are wondering, no, it's free. So it's going to start early. So it can end early. So if people are doing other things, they can go on and do it that night. So
that's right.
All we got to say.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Okay. All right. But well, before we get out of here, man, I just want to put this bug in y'all heads in less than a minute. If I can borrow Al's word. Less than a minute, because that's what we got. The shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, deserves to have a little bit of scrutiny behind the plot. Not necessarily on the families, but why the hell are they focusing so much on other things like gun control? And whether or not that flag should be taken down forever. Okay, 9 people lost their lives. This man was 21. They did not tackle him. They did not tase him. They did not shoot him.
Nope.
But one black officer initiated the high five with 4 other officers. And only 3 of them gave him high five. What's up with that, y'all? South Carolina. South Carolina. Hey, man, where's old boy at when we need him?
Oh, my goodness. Johnny G, where you at?
Where the hell is Johnny G? Well, all right, y'all. That's my time for the night. But I did want to put that bug in your ear. I hope.
Thank you.
It'll make you look up some of that shit and figure it out. Because I got my ideas. But we'll
got
be back
you.
Next week with that job. All right? I'm going to see you Friday, man.
Yeah.
And you know it's on Hood Talk Radio, y'all. Good night.